The West Virginia Chamber of Commerce is focusing on energy, education, and elections at their annual business summit in White Sulphur Springs, but the elections piece is taking a front seat. The chamber is hosting forums to allow candidates for congressional offices to debate at the Greenbrier.
One of these two candidates will be the first female U.S. senator from West Virginia.
Scott Rotruck of the law firm Spillman, Thomas & Battle served as moderator for the forum that had both Natalie Tennant and Shelley Moore Capito sitting on the same stage. Their opening statements touched on similar topics. Both were focused on energy, specifically the coal industry and the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed regulations on coal-fired power plants.
In West Virginia, we know that jobs start with energy, and we know that our energy jobs start with coal.
I have fought to stop the president's war on coal, and it is a war on coal. And
both spoke of creating jobs, of strengthening education, and taking on the, quote, politics as usual in Washington. Rotruck asked candidates to define how they would defend coal, diversify the economy in West Virginia, and protect Medicare and Social Security should they win the Senate seat. Both spoke of reforming tax codes to help small businesses and protecting West Virginia's seniors. Capito says by restructuring their benefits, and Tennant says by voting to keep those benefits public. In an earlier session, Republican U.S. House hopeful Evan Jenkins was set to debate Democratic Congressman Nick Rahal, but the congressman didn't show. In a press release, his staff said Rahal was meeting with members of the Coalfield Expressway Authority in Mullins Thursday. Jenkins said after the forum, he was looking forward to debating the congressman, but was still glad he had the opportunity to share his views with the Chamber of Commerce members. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in White Sulphur Springs.